7XS, the West Coast Feel Good Station, Skirvo for breakfast. Now, as you know, uni and TAFE have started to go back, and now is a good time to start enrolling in training courses at the Study Hub West Coast. I'm joined now by Nikki from the Study Hub West Coast to talk about some of the courses that are on offer at the moment. Great to have you with us on the program today, Nikki.
Good morning, Skirvo. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good. Very good indeed. I've actually had a good week, so can't complain at all.
Fantastic.
All right. Yeah, well, as we say, we do want to encourage the community. Studying is a wonderful thing. You just don't know what sort of stuff you can come up with in terms of studying and qualifications and so on. Yeah. What's your message this morning to people thinking about studying?
Well, I guess I think it comes back to community, really. One of the most important things a study hub is providing is access to local study. So it means you don't have to leave your community to go and study in Burnie or Devonport or Hobart or Launceston. You can actually study what you want to study right here. And we provide like this a campus. So it means that you have access to your trainers or your lecturers if you're studying a uni course. And basically, you're being able to stay home and do it. Our main aim is to provide academic support for university students and for vocational students and also student services, so, study advice and that kind of thing. So if you're not sure about what you want to study, you can come in and we can help you with that. And we also can help you with studies you're already doing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, and it's also very like one-on-one as well. It's kind of you study individually by yourself. There's no distraction.
Yeah, for sure. And thanks to COVID, I mean most of the courses and the degrees and everything are online now. So it's even more important to have that study support because you can't quite often go and do those face-to-face lectures and have that student support and student network going. So here we're finding that a lot of people are coming in and studying at similar times so that they have that that feel of student support even if they're not actually studying the same course.
Sure. Okay, well, just give us an outline of some of the courses that you are offering at the moment.
Well, at the moment, because university and VET have gone back, people are studying a range of things. We are going to be focusing a lot on tourism and hospitality this year, so we're going to be doing a lot more in that way, in that space. Obviously, we're also going to be continuing to do industry courses like chainsaw, first aid, confined spaces, working at heights and that kind of thing. Snake handling is one of our most popular, as I said last time. God knows why. And I guess the main thing for us is that with all of our courses, we're trying to offer them so that they provide experience. They are accredited where possible, and that people have the opportunity to gain employment or at least boost their chances of getting employment if they don't already have it. So we're always open for feedback and always open to suggestions as to what courses people would like run. And if we can get a class together for it, even better. So we tailor our courses pretty much to what community wants, what the industry needs, skill shortages, that kind of thing. So we do get suggestions all the time as to what we can run, and then we fill the courses with those.
And what I do hear is that there's a lot of life skills courses that you provide, which is really good. It's not like a Bachelor of Arts or what they offer at uni. These are real life skills as well.
Yeah, for sure we do. So a lot of them are freebies too. We try to get it out to the community, maybe how to start up a business or social media and marketing. Barista skills, we ran a couple of weeks ago. We had 20 in that. That was really successful. And so we're looking at doing more of those as well because, not everybody can afford to pay for the courses. So what we try to do is include a fair few free ones where people, organisations have received funding and they want to run courses for us. So we encourage them to come up to the West Coast and run them so that people around the community can participate and not have to pay. Really, really interesting ones like financial management, money management, even things like how to write a will. So, those are the kinds of things that we will continue to do. The Tasmanian government has been really good about small business, how to run a small business, and they've given us lots and lots of resources for that too. So we, again, you know, it's what people need, it's what people want, and we're always open to, you know, other suggestions of, you know, things that we can run that are free as well as paid courses, just so long as people are getting the benefit from it and they're learning something, a new skill, a new idea, a new way to you know, gain employment. We're happy with that.
Excellent. All right, if people want to check out the courses currently available and want to know more about enrolling, how do they do that?
Probably our Facebook page and Instagram. We have a constant feed going through of, you know, what we're doing, and we promote different universities and vocational courses. It's not just UTAS specific or TAS TAFE specific. Anything that might be of interest to our community, we're like Switzerland. We're neutral. We just forward the information on, and people are welcome to, you know, to inquire or to learn more about it. But probably our Facebook and Instagram are the best ones. It's just Study Hub West Coast.
Great to talk to you today, Nikki. Thanks for joining us on the program today.
Yeah, you too, Skirvo. Have a great day, hey?
Yeah, you too. We'll catch up in a little while.
All right, thanks, love. See
you. Okay, bye for now.
Bye.
There we go. Nikki joining us from Study Hub West Coast this morning. 7XS, the West Coast Feel Good Station. It's Skirvo for breakfast.